Par Halacha, Monday night, early Zion Tammuz. Early Zion Tammuz. Okay. Any Isser of the 3 weeks started already now, although the Tainus starts tomorrow morning. So that includes music and music, basically. That would be the biggest nafkamina that we experience. Tomorrow is a fast day. Women are mechuyev to fast if they have a headache or they feel weak. If it's the headache and weak that people feel when they fast, so they're supposed to fast. If the husband has to stay home and take care of the kids, so he's supposed to do so. Even if he has to miss davening, he should do so in order that she should be able to fast. If there's an unusual chulsha, weakness, maybe nausea or dizziness, something that's usually not experienced when you fast, then they should ask a shayla. Generally, it will be mutter, if we can talk generally for such a shayla. A chayla is not mechuyev to fast. The question is, when do you cross that line between the normal consequences of fasting, and when is it already like past the gvul? So sometimes it's, you know, you have to ask a shayla to see. Mubris ubenikos. The strong minig is to fast if they feel okay, and also there, if they feel weak, but it's the normal weakness, the minig is also to fast. But if they feel anything, there you, obviously, maybe it's not obvious, there for sure you're more meikil, because meikir hadin, they don't have to fast at all, meikir hadin. And therefore, if they feel any unusual weakness or chulsha, then they shouldn't even ask a shayla, really, and anything that's more than the norm, they should immediately not fast, because maker it in their potter. Mitzvah Shem will be a bris tomorrow here, and there's no tachanun, there's a bris. Although there's no real good source for it, but the minig has become to sort of truncate lichos a bit. So we'll be doing that also. But Avinu Malkeinu should be said. Okay.